I got money, I got money, I got money, hey, 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 hey. Hey everyone, I'm your host, Philippe. Welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod. We are post phase two, feeling great. We actually are still working out pretty heavily. I have done some two-a-days since last Tuesday's final day, this being Tuesday the 28th of September. So it's a full week after. I enjoyed myself during the wedding on Saturday, which is one of the reasons I waited and did the phase two just before the wedding, and it was great. We ate and drank a lot. Everyone had fun. Two of our good friends got married, so congratulations to Mike and Monica. 2 years in the waiting because of the pandemic, you had to delay your wedding a year. But in today's episode, we're going to talk about some things you don't realize when you go on 75 hard, when you go on phase two. And I'm not going to really tell you guys much about what I've been doing. Maybe I'll save that for next week. But just in case you are curious, as soon as Wednesday, the next day after phase two, I still woke up at 5:30 in the morning and I started a new fitness workout, like a new routine with weights, a more challenging one that I've decided to step it up. And it's pretty hard. I'm in a lot of pain right now, a week later. I've done a full 4 days of it since then, and it's pretty hard. I have ran once, and not really anything too crazy. I did a couple 2 days, but most of the time just work out once a day. Had the whole Saturday off. I'm still working out hard. Worked out yesterday, worked out the day before. And today I'm actually doing my first free class. I'm doing a HIIT class in town. So one of the things I told you guys that I wanted to do when I finish phase two is continue to work out, but also try new things. Like join a local gym, or maybe just do some classes with some people and just keep my motivation there, have a good time, say hi to some people, meet some new people, work out with like-minded people. So we're doing those things. However, when I reflect to you guys about my 30 days of phase two and also 75 hard when we did it before and phase one, there's a few things that come to mind with what you don't realize that maybe is not like immediately obvious, but it is worth noting. When you're doing 75 hard, you realize, okay, I'm eating really well, I'm working out, I'm feeling better, looking younger. Those things are probably more important than the things I'm telling you about. But in a way, what you don't realize are a few things. The first one is how much money you actually save. And the most basic way you're saving money is that you're only going to your local grocery store and buying groceries. I almost never, ever, with exception, I think, during phase two, maybe two times, ate out. Or two or three times. And in those meals, two or three meals out of, like, let's say 90 meals, right, for 30 days in a month, three meals a day plus snacks. So I'm not counting the snacks as a meal in this case. But out of the 90 meals, I think I ordered food somewhere three times, which would equate to around 3%. So around 3% of my meals were, 3-4% of my meals were not home cooked, and therefore ingredients purchased from the grocery store. So if you take the analogy of having cash in your wallet, and I understand a lot of us maybe don't have cash in our wallet these days because everything's going paperless, but when I do have cash in my wallet, or if I went to the bank and withdrew some money, that money would stay in my wallet a long time during the process, because the only thing I basically would buy, and sometimes I work from home, so like even those days I wouldn't buy anything, is I would basically buy a black coffee or a coffee with milk. I wouldn't have any sugar. So that's spending $2 a day, basically maximum. Maybe on some lucrative days where I felt extra tired or extra spicy, I'd buy two coffees in one day. I guess another thing you realize is how lame you are. That's number two. But the point I was trying to make is you actually save a ton of money not eating out and not buying food. And I guess, to be honest, with that is really, you don't realize how organized you become until I think after that. Because even after I finish phase two, I'm pre-planning my meals way ahead of time. Like in the morning, either in the morning or the day before, I'm thinking about what we should eat tomorrow, checking where we have it, you know, defrosting the chicken, defrosting the beef, the, you know, fish, whatever it is. I've become much more organized. I think of more of like a military version of myself. And, you know, it's actually making it easier for me to make my son's lunches, who's now in kindergarten. And it's just like, okay, here's my food for the day. Here's your food for the day. You know, what do we got to do? You know, it's more like boom, boom, boom. We got the steps out. We need to get it over with. We can't be lazy with making food. Otherwise, you know, there's a chance we're not going to make it, or it's not going to be ready on time. And therefore, we have to buy something. That's not what you want. I also realized that after 75 hard, I'm still making good decisions. Now, this could vary for a lot of you guys, but after I finished phase one, because it was so close to 75 hard, just did it a week after, I didn't really care what I was eating anymore because I had had enough. But the experience of gaining a lot of weight back has taught me, and for you guys, is important to know that it has taught me that you can't do that. You can't just eat whatever you want after. You should definitely reward yourself. Have some pizza, have some beers with your friends. Once in a while, have some beer. Like, you know, this is totally fine. But if it's like a problem for you, like it is for me, like if I have one drink, I literally cannot have, it's very rare I can just have one drink. Yesterday, for example, my wife made me a drink. I'm off the program. We were just watching some TV late at night. I did fall asleep by 10:30, so I still got a solid 7.5 hours of sleep before I woke up. And, you know, today I actually didn't wake up in the morning and hit the weights because I'm doing that free class. So I'm actually going to bike there, 30-minute bike ride, do the 1 hour HIIT class, 30-minute bike ride back. It's probably a stupid amount of exercise, but who cares? I'm up for it. I guess another thing you don't realize is that you are up for more challenges. You are up for more, I guess just challenges, and you're seeking different ways to expand your workouts. Like for example, I bought a book. It's called Bigger, Leaner, Stronger by Michael Matthews. As soon as I was on the program, I was thinking about, all right, if I want to take my fitness journey, in this case, one of the things I have definitely done since I finished is 4 times I have lifted weights, you know, in a split muscle group, a 4 day a week, you know, you do chest and triceps, back and biceps, shoulders, legs, whatever, right? So I split it up, and although I haven't ran as much or done as much cardio, I continue to lift weights. So at this point, I'm focusing on trying to become stronger and sculpt my body to be a more muscular, lean version. So I actually did some research and bought a book or bought some information that I'm reading. And this Bigger, Leaner, Stronger, Michael Matthews book, is exactly that. It is a simple science of building the ultimate male body. So if I read this whole book, I think I should understand quite a bit about how the male body works in terms of building muscle, routines that would be successful, diets that would be successful. And the more educated I become, the better it is and easier it is for me to realize what food I can eat or food I should eat. According to this book, as long as you eat 80% of your, as long as you stay healthy for 80% of your meals, you can actually eat the food that you want. Like you could probably eat pizza and still be in great shape. But I think when you take it up another level, you just have to calculate the macros and the micros. So for example, if pizza is a certain amount of fat and a certain amount of carbs, sugar, whatever it is, if you want to eat that, you have to adjust your meal plan or that day or the week of that you can accommodate for that amount of fat and carbs, and it'll still be on par with your goals. So it's just a matter of becoming more educated. So I believe that you don't realize that you're constantly educating yourself during the process. One of the next things I think about quite often, even during 75 hard, but I wonder if you guys have the same thing, is that I actually watch very little TV, if not almost at all. I do not watch Netflix. So when people have that conversation, like, what show are you watching? And I do have a Netflix account. I have a Disney Plus account. I don't watch anything when I'm on the program. When I'm off the program, you know, there's less, like, for example, when the kids go to sleep at 8 o'clock or 8:30, there's less of a need for me to go to the basement and work out. And therefore, I have to basically, you know, have a snack, shower, a protein shake, whatever it is. And then I'm in bed reading my book because I got to get up early the next day and work out again. There's a little bit less of that when I'm off the program, right? Because you can be like, no one's governing me. So in a way, that is bad. But I guess you do need more rest days. However, the point is that I watch very little TV during the program. The only times I would actually watch a movie would be once a week with my wife on like a Friday or Saturday. Basically, the day that, because I have kids and because we're all people, we make a deal that, like, for example, Sunday will be my day that I can sleep in past 7 o'clock once a week. Crazy life I live. And, you know, maybe I could sleep till 9 or 10 even, which means I could stay up a bit. So Saturday night might be the day we watch a movie. And that was literally once a week we'd watch a movie. The rest of the time, I would not do anything. I would just go straight to sleep. I wouldn't watch TV. If I was done at all my programs and, you know, there's like a sports game I really wanted to watch, I'd probably catch like 30 minutes to an hour of it. And then go to bed. Very rarely would I watch the whole thing. Well, of course, this is phase two was mostly, you know, August into September. So there's not much sports going on unless you're a baseball fan. And that's, who cares, I guess. In my opinion, I don't really care about baseball that much, even though my team, the Toronto Blue Jays, have a chance to make the playoffs. So I do wish them well. But you do not realize how little TV and how little shows you actually watch. Unless you don't have a job and that's just what you do. I don't know. But for me, trying to work full time with these kids and completing all these programs and trying to get an adequate amount of sleep, you have to basically eliminate TV. And you don't realize how little you're going to watch during the whole process. Obviously, you still have to feel normal once in a while, but that's going to be far and few between for those days and those moments. I guess the last thing I want to mention is you do probably make a little bit less time for your spouse. I don't think I made less time for the kids necessarily, although sometimes, you know, my wife would put like our son to bed, like she'd bathe him, put him to bed, and I'd work out during those times. So like you can be like, all right, you're not spending that like nighttime with them, like an hour or so, but normally you just trade off, right? One day you do that, next day you do that, or whatever you do in your relationship. But I will say that going on par with watching a movie on the weekends, just once a week, you do have to find ways to, you do have to talk to your spouse before you do this program. If they're not doing it with you, how you're going to be happy during the process. You know, can you make some extra time? What if you guys sat down and had dinner together? What if you, you know, read a book together, or like last 10, 15 minutes of the night, sat down, talked, just hung out? Because you can't be drinking a glass of wine with each other. That's not going to fly. They could drink a glass of wine. You could have a soda, water. I guess another thing I mentioned is that if you use soda water to substitute your craving to drink like a beer or an alcoholic beverage, then you probably don't realize how much soda water you're going to drink. But the point I was making is that regarding your spouse, you probably will spend less time with them while on the program because naturally you have to cut out some stuff. But you do will have to maybe talk to your spouse ahead of time, be like, hey, listen, like, let me know what you're comfortable with. We won't be able to spend and watch movies in the evening because I'll be exhausted. I'll need to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep. Remember, the more sleep you get when you're working out like this, the better results you're going to get. So if you're in it for the health, which most of us are, you know, it is a mental health component first, but obviously right behind is physical and You know, getting good sleep is going to be a bonus towards your physical and mental attitudes and journeys. So talk to your spouse and figure out, you know, maybe once a week you watch a movie together, maybe twice a week you do something, maybe you go for a workout together, right? I used to do that with my wife sometimes. Like, she's not like lifting weights or running with me, but sometimes we could do like a HIIT class on YouTube in our living room, or we can do go for a walk or hike together. So you got to be a little creative, and you probably will spend less time with them, but it is what it is. Also, there were a couple times I did go out with friends which were drinking. You probably don't realize, but two things. One is you may be a little bit more lame in terms of, you know, them wanting to party and you not. And secondly is that if you're doing the full 75 hard, you'll probably realize this during 75 hard, but you'll quickly realize that you can actually be totally cool. Cool as a cucumber, as fun as you can be, more or less, in my opinion, pretty close, without alcohol, once you hit that three-week threshold. I believe that you realize that once you realize you don't need alcohol and you can't drink it and you're just fine with it, you become totally at peace with it, you can go out with your friends and just have a good time, make the same amount of jokes, be a little silly. You're just going to be the one that always remembers it. And at the same time, you will never feel bad the next morning because you didn't drink. So those are the things that I realize that you may not realize until you either are halfway through the program or probably done the program, that, you know, you'll probably save a bunch of money from not buying food. You're probably not going to watch a lot of TV or TV shows. You may spend less time on things that you enjoy, and yeah, maybe your spouse, but also you can probably accommodate for that if you just include them in certain activities. And you probably will end up being way more organized than you expect, because it is a task and tedious to constantly, on a daily basis, grind the fact that you have to do 2 45-minute workouts a day. You have to prep all this food. You have to read a book. You have to take a picture. Like, it is a grind. You know, at the end of every day, as soon as I finish my last task during 75 hard, I'm like, whew, great. I'm done. Whew, feels great. You know, I worked out. I feel great. But as soon as you put your head to the pillow and wake up again, and you may be thinking that the night before, you're going to be doing it all over again the next day. And you better get that workout in right away so you get one thing out of the way. It's kind of like making your bed in the morning in that sense, where like the old saying goes, if you make your, as soon as you wake up, you make your bed, you've already done a task, right? Now you got to think about a full 45-minute workout. So as soon as you get up, do that 45-minute workout so you complete one of your tasks. But it is a daily grind, and you have to get really organized and really creative sometimes to get through it all, especially if you have those really busy days when it comes to kids and work and stuff like that. And even, for example, like this morning, although I'm not on the program, my son woke up and he was bawling because he wanted to watch a TV show and it was not happening. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what happens in life. Sometimes they're gonna throw you curveballs. And I literally had to hug him and then tickle him for like 20 minutes straight until he calmed down and wasn't crying and then became his happy self. Sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you're gonna have to deal with it. But I'm just letting you guys know, stay positive. Use some of these tips to plan accordingly when you're gonna start the program, and let me know if you had the same realization halfway through or at the end of the program. And yeah, let me know how it goes.